1313 or tweet your comments to at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo! Mary Jo?
Ah, no Mary Jo this morning. It's just yours truly, Dan Reefer. Only one half of the Dan and Mary Jo show this morning. Mary Jo is out. Tomorrow, Brian Milam from WKYT will be sitting in with me, but for now, it's just yours truly. Luckily, I did watch the UK basketball game last night, so we can talk plenty about that. Of course, UK has to take on, I say has to take on, because it's two games in 3 days. They face Vermont tomorrow, and Vermont is a tough team, a good team. So if Kentucky gets in trouble like it did last night against Utah Valley, then Vermont is capable of keeping Kentucky from going on an 18-0 run and winning that game. Then the Football Cats and Mark Stoops and company are at Vanderbilt this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Huge game. One of those must wins, in my opinion, because, well, every week's a must win with Mark Stoops, is it not, in this fan base? But you lose everybody's interest. There are some that are already down on the team, even though it's Kentucky has a bowl-eligible record. But you can't go down there and lose to Vanderbilt. And Kentucky hasn't won in Nashville since 2009. Lost the last three times it has visited Commodore Stadium. So it's a big one today for the Kentucky Football Cats. Of course, recruiting is big this weekend, the early signing period. Kentucky has several targets out there waiting to see what happens. You know, and of course, it's the high school football playoff, second round last night, which means next week, Friday, the regional finals. And those are all set. All of the regional championship games are set. So we'll talk plenty about that. By the way, I didn't even see. Did you see who did R.J. Barrett pick last night?
I heard Duke.
Duke. I was so busy running around with, you had UK basketball last night, you had high school football playoffs, so I was out running around with that. Duke was the, crystal ball projection. 247sports.com had Duke all the way. And then Kansas is Tuesday. I don't know how Kansas looked last night. I know they played. I know they won. They beat maybe Tennessee State. Potentially, I can't remember who they beat, but there were, something like 318 schools that played basketball last night, D1 schools. I believe it was 318 D1 schools played Friday night.
And it was Tennessee State, by the way, where Kansas won 92-56.
Kansas won 92-56. That is our trusty producer, Brad, by the way, that you're hearing the voice of. It's not God. He didn't just...
Kansas beat Tennessee State.
Oh.
And then the UK women's basketball team also opened the season last night with a big win, 101-70 over Sacramento State. And I completely slaughtered the name of Tatiana Wyatt on TV last night. It comes up, and I'm not used to saying Tatiana. So as I see it for the first time, seeing the highlights, reading the script over the air for the first time, and I see the spelling, I think I called her Tatiana. I can't remember even.
You're
what
even
I said.
Struggling to say it
I
wrong
can't
now.
Even, yeah, I can't even mess up because it's clearly Tatiana. I mean, it's pretty simple, but and she's from Columbus, Georgia, where I used to live for several years. So I've been paying attention to her since I saw that UK signed her. Anyway. We have plenty of John Calipari sound to get to as well. And take your calls, 381-1313, if you want to get in here. And I'm telling you, today is a good day to call because it's just me, which means I'll talk to you longer. But first thing I want to get to here is the game from last night against Utah Valley. 73-63 the final. Of course, Mark Pope is the head coach at Utah Valley. John Calipari was very complimentary of Mark Pope after the game. And they call this place Second Chance U. If you paid attention at all to any of the broadcasts, they had a transfer from BYU, a transfer from Utah, a transfer from Oklahoma, a transfer from another D1 school in their starting five, I believe. So they've got some good players. And that dude in the middle was rejecting everything. I mean, Kentucky had 8 block shots, but so did Utah Valley. I mean, they threw some of that stuff right back at him. The win, by the way, was John Calipari's 250th at UK. So he is now, since coming to Kentucky, 250-53. He runs his record. This is pretty impressive. To 135-6 at Rupp Arena. Billy Gillespie lost more games at Rupp Arena in 2 years than John Calipari has in 8. Overall, Calipari's record is now 695-193, which means he's closing in on the 700 club. Does that mean he gets a call from Pat Robertson when he gets there? Isn't that the 700 club?
I believe so.
Do you know of which I speak?
I'm going to pretend that I do.
I think it's Pat Robertson that has the 700 club. I want to say that was that was one of those things that bothered me when I was a kid. Be like, where is the cartoons? What is this dude doing on my TV?
Yeah, it is Pat Robertson.
And this was back before you had every option in the world for viewing. I'm talking about if you didn't have cable, or even if you did, you didn't have that many channels back then. So there was no Cartoon Network to tune to, no trusty, reliable, all-the-time Cartoon Network. So if the big networks, or TBS, didn't have on cartoons on a Sunday morning, it was Pat Robertson of the 700 Club. All right, got off tangent there. UK, by the way, started 5 freshmen for the first time since the 2014 National Championship game. Brad, can you name me the 2014 National Championship game starters? Do you even want to give it a shot, or can you do it?
Oh, I'm not going to embarrass myself.
Oh, you
like
don't
that.
Even want to try. Okay. The Harrison twins, James Young, Julius Randle, and Dakari Johnson. Last night, it was Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, Hamidou Diallo, Kevin Knox, P.J. Washington, and Nick Richards. UK was held scoreless over the final 4 minutes of the opening half, trailed 34-25 at halftime thanks to a 16-2 UVU run. UK shot 20.6% in the first half, 7 of 34 field goals. I mean, atrocious. The guy said afterward, hey, we didn't worry about it. We know shots are going to fall. They also said second half they went, we're Kentucky, and we can't lose to Utah Valley. That was the attitude, according to Nick Richards. I'm like, yeah, we're not going to let this happen. We're woke. Utah Valley led by as many as 12 points. And then UK went to a zone defense and went on an 18-0 run. What did John Calipari have to say about the zone defense? Brad? You got that?
Season where we've not played one down a zone. And I've had seasons where we play one team zone because they struggle against zone. The issue becomes I have a responsibility to teach these kids how to play pick and roll defense, how to stay in front of people man to man. I mean, from here on, there is no more zone. I mean, they're going to have to learn. But I also have a responsibility to win. So I'll play as much as I have to win a game. I mean, I'm not... You know, and what happened was we had a group of 5 who we'd been working with in the zone. But when I subbed, we weren't as good in the zone. So basically you have 5 guys, and then it's, okay, how many minutes can you play with those 5 in a zone? Can you get through 2 timeouts and play 6-7 minutes? If we played 7 minutes today in the zone, would you say that's more than we played all of last year?
Calipari goes on to say that they survived the game, and he heard Vermont was doing backflips in their room watching the game. Because Vermont's in town, I guess. Because, you know, they play tomorrow. Why wouldn't you make the trip? Vermont's season opener is the game against Kentucky. Cal said, you think they can't wait? That's right, they can't wait. Hamidou Diallo said zone is, he's similar stance as Calipari. He said zone is something we use Someone asked him if it was a weapon that they could kind of pull out. And he's like, I don't see it as a weapon. Our man-to-man defense should be a weapon. But zone, it's going to work in some games. We'll use it, and then in other games it won't work. And then I think a follow-up question was something to the effect of, so do you not really care for zone? You seem like you got this attitude that you don't like to play zone. And Diallo said, oh, I can't say I don't like playing it. Who doesn't like to go on an 18-0 run? Exactly. Exactly. Diallo was sharp. Diallo was sharp, no doubt about it. Utah Valley, when they took that 37-25 lead, 34 seconds into the second half, that 18-0 run UK had over the next 4 minutes was just a blitz. Forced five turnovers, jumped out 43-37. The crowd was into it big time. Gabriel hit a three to give UK the lead for good at 39-37. And Utah Valley fought back, to its credit. That didn't end the game right there with a two-point lead at 39-37. Utah Valley got it back down to 43-42. UK extended it out again with a 10-2 run to make it 53-44 with 9:07 left, so still plenty of game. And then UK held UVU scoreless during a five-and-a-half-minute stretch. And UK got it out to 61-47 with 6:25 to go on a dunk by Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, who was also outstanding. In that second half, Kentucky, after going 7 of 34 in the first half, 19 of 32 in the second half. Kentucky, 59% shooting, and UK had 17 assists on 26 baskets. That's a really good sign for a young team to share like that. I mean, this is similar to, maybe was it 2 years ago? I'm trying to think, but yeah, with Ulis. They were sharing like crazy. Ulis had all kinds of assists. 14 turnovers, that's really not too bad. It's not ideal, but it's not too bad for the first game of the season for a all-freshman team.
What I also like, if you don't mind, is the personal fouls. Kentucky stayed at 18. They kept themselves out of 20. For a freshman team, a young team like this, to stay that low on the personal fouls, I think that says a lot about this team.
Now, did Kalia Jones, he had four, right? Was he the one that had the most? Did he have four, I think? Kalia Jones didn't play that well.
Yes, he had four fouls.
He had four fouls. That's, I mean, it's part of, probably had something to do with it. UK forced 20 turnovers, got 23 points off those turnovers, 11 steals, 22 fast break points. All but two of those were in the second half. Utah Valley, six fast break points. And UK got out-rebounded in this game, which that should not happen to this team with that kind of size. But Diallo led all scorers with 18 points, three assists, five rebounds. He was 8 of 16 shooting, but he started the game 0 for 5. So he went 8 of 11 after starting 0 for 5. Hit a couple threes. The one thing that you would critique about Diallo and his game last night was that he didn't get to the free throw line, didn't shoot a single free throw. That's something that Calipari will say all the time. Get to the free throw line. The great players get to the free throw line. Of course, it's Diallo's first college game ever. So it's kind of hard to be critical. But that's what we have to do. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander was outstanding. We've got to come up with another way to say. I cannot say Gilgeous-Alexander every single time. It has to be Shea. I guess I'll just call him Shea. It's kind of like Wenyon. I do not refer to Wenyon Gabriel as Gabriel. Doesn't it sound more natural to call him Wenyon?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, sometimes, even if you say to me, Gabriel, it may not register for a minute. It's kind of like when Dakari Johnson was here. If you say Johnson, I'm like, huh? Dakari, you call him Dakari. That's Wenyon to me. Wenyon is Wenyon. He's not Gabriel. He's Wenyon. Shea, he might have to be Shea. SGA, remember we had MKG? SGA, I don't, that doesn't, sounds like the Student Government Association, right? SGA, we can't have SGA. Gilgeous Alexander, what do you do with that? Gilax? Gilalex?
Gilly?
Gilly? I wonder which one he put on there. Because I doubt, a lot of times, what happens is they have a name at birth, the last name,
and they carry that. And then when they get old enough to care, they throw another name in there. So with Michael Kidd Gilchrist, it was Michael Gilchrist, and he threw the kid on there to honor, I think, his uncle who passed away, who was kind of like a father to him. So I wonder if the Gilgis is the one he added, or the Alexander. Shea Alexander. Shea Gilgis. Anyway, he was outstanding. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want to call him. 13 points, 5 of 9 shooting. See, that's efficient right there. 5 of 9. Didn't take a whole lot of shots, but he was 5 of 9. 1 of 2 from 3. Hit a pair of free throws, both of them, that he went to the free throw line. 4 assists, 4 steals, and 3 rebounds. I feel like you're going to get that from Shea Gilgis-Alexander every time out. He's going to have a few steals, a few assists, a few rebounds, a 3 or 2. Not 25 points, but 13 or 14. He's just very effective. And John Calipari said, no knock on Quad A Green, but Gilgis was just, he just had it more, I guess. And then Wenyen. This is one of the things you hear John Calipari say for years and years and years. If you're not scoring, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. If you're a black hole, when we throw you the ball, then I can't play you if you're not going to do anything else. If you're not scoring and then you head down, that's it. What else are you going to do? Because there are going to be nights when you don't score. And Wenyen Gabriel went 3 of 13. That's the most shots he's ever taken as a Wildcat, 13. And he missed more shots than he's ever missed as a Wildcat. But he grabbed 13 rebounds. He had 3 block shots, a steal, 3 assists in 23 minutes. Now that is big time. One of the players afterward, Nick Richards, referred to Wenyen Gabriel as a leader. Actually, it was Shea Gilgis-Alexander who said, Wenyen is the highest motor guy I've ever seen. That's what Shea Gilgis-Alexander said about Wenyen. Called him a leader. Wenyen's just a freshman. He has clearly changed. Calipari even said afterward, he was asked, would last year's Wenyen Gabriel have responded the way he did when his shot's not falling? He said, no. This kid's completely different. He would have gone into the tank and down the rabbit hole, and that would be it. This time, he fought through it. And that's what you got to have. And that's a good example. A very good example for the rest of the team. Kevin Knox, same way. He was 3 of 13. But he hit 5 of 6 free throws. To get him 12 points, he still had 6 rebounds and 4 assists and 4 steals in a block. Now, Calipari said that he felt Knox was just out of it. There were some poor decisions made by him, but overall, he still gave you 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals, and a block shot. So you can live with that. 3 of 13, especially if you got Alexander and Diallo playing the way they did. Gilgis-Alexander, by the way, played 36 minutes. That was the second most behind Knox. He played 37. And Calipari said afterward, probably should have played Knox and Gilgis-Alexander more and should have played Quad A Green a little more. Nick Richards, by the way, was 4 of 7 shooting, 10 points, 3 rebounds, 3 blocks, and a steal. So Wenyen and Richards combined for 6 blocks in the game. Now, Quad A Green, P.J. Washington, Sasha Kalia-Jones didn't have as good of a game. P.J. Washington just didn't seem into it, or, I don't know. But not a good game for him. Quad A was not great, but Calipari said that was fine. That he didn't see it as bad. He just saw that Quadi missed some shots. All right, we're going to hear from John Calipari more of what he had to say about this game, and of course talk football because it's a big football day. Not only is Kentucky playing at Vanderbilt, but college football itself has a bowl-like day today, like a New Year's Day kind of day. There are so many good games today. So we'll talk about that as well. Give us a call, 381-1313, here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
During the holidays, a lot of good things come together. People, plants, and food at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Our sweet and smoky flatbread with grilled chicken, crisp bacon, and our signature blend of smoked cheeses come together in a toasted flatbread with smoky chipotle cranberry jam. Try our new sweet and smoky flatbread this holiday season at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Eat better, feel better, and now there's something else special waiting for you at Tropical Smoothie Cafe this holiday season. Our cranberry truffle smoothie with cranberry, strawberry, Ghirardelli white chocolate, and no-fat yogurt is absolutely awesome. You will love it. So give yourself something special for the holidays with a cranberry truffle smoothie. Check out all our delicious food and smoothie combinations at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Eat better, feel better. We're located in the Beaumont Center next to the Super Kroger. Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
We all play a role in keeping our community safe.
Every day, we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good,
others not so much.
But that's life.
It's when something doesn't seem quite right
that it's time to pay attention.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Instant reaction. What does this song make you think of, Brad? Music Association.
Just driving down the road on the summer day, windows down. Just cruising.
I immediately think of the movie Dazed and Confused. That is the first thing that pops in my head. And a scene of Matthew McConaughey driving through the drive-in. Driving up to the, what is that? The drive-in. Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And just pulling up to the redheaded chick in the car and saying, "Hey, if you want to have a good time and looking to party, would you drop those two losers and hop in the car with me?"
All right, all right, all right.
All right, all right, all right. He was here this week. Did you see that?
I did see that.
He was at Wild Turkey. He's a spokesman for Wild Turkey. He's got some cool commercials for Wild Turkey. Those Lincoln commercials are kind of wild, too. But so Wild Turkey has a awesome distillery. They just redid the thing and made it fancy over there in Lawrenceburg. Previously, you would just be driving through Anderson County over a bridge out in the middle of nowhere, and boom, there you see Wild Turkey. And it's just, you know, what it looks like, a whiskey warehouse. Well, now, since, you know, the bourbon boom and bourbon trail and all the tourism, they have a big old nice building, the way Jim Beam built one and all the others. And so I guess they have little promotions or whatever. So Matthew McConaughey, being the spokesperson for Wild Turkey, he comes to town and he drives a Jack Cane Ford provided by those guys over to throughout
Lawrenceburg, Anderson County, delivering frozen turkeys to families, I guess. He just went like door to door or something and surprised them. Oh, you kidding me? Think of a housewife in Lawrenceburg and Matthew McConaughey knocks on the door and has got a frozen turkey for you.
Was the Lincoln, though?
No, it was a pickup truck. I mean, who hauls around frozen turkeys in a Lincoln? You know?
Apparently not the spokesman.
I think Lincoln tried a pickup truck once, and they realized that's not their thing. Do what you do best, Lincoln. Especially since you're owned by Ford, which is like the top-selling truck in America. Yeah. So let Ford handle the trucks. Lincoln, you handle the luxury vehicles, all right? But yeah, driving around with a bed full of turkeys. That's a pretty cool promotion, though, for Wild Turkey. Got to hand them to it on that. I mean, we have had some stars here over the last year pop into town. You had Matthew McConaughey. Then you had the dude, Channing Tatum. Is that his name?
Yeah.
He was bouncing around through Kentucky. I can't remember what he said he was doing, like researching a film or something.
He was also found at, I think, Windy Corner doing a giveaway of a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Bill Murray was at some kind of festival, some kind of bourbon tasting or something. I can't remember where that was, but I remember seeing the video of it. He got up and did like karaoke or sang a song. We've had some pretty big stars pass through town here, pass through the state anyway. So Kentucky wins by 10 against Utah Valley. Are you confident? How do you feel after watching that first game? I don't think it's too bad. I think it's a pretty good sign that this team took a shot down at the half and then decided to respond. I think that was pretty good. Here are John Calipari's first impressions of the game following it.
The start was kind of expected. We shot 21% in the first half, and at halftime I said, this is good for us. Let's see who we are. Let's see who's willing to fight. And, you know, we went zone, and it kind of got us going. But, you know, again, and that's what we should use the zone for. But, you know, we had too many guys that were just getting beat on a dribble. Too many guys out of position. But that's what happens when you have all freshmen and a couple sophomores. It's exactly what you see. And but I was pleased with the guys. The second half, you win by what you win by. You out-rebound them by whatever you... You hold them to, you know, 40%. We just didn't shoot the ball well. I mean, we missed, I think they told me 15 shots within 2 or 3 feet. And some of it's because they had a shot blocker. And let me say this, Mark has done a great job with that team. Their point guard kind of surprised us. I didn't know that he could get by us and get in a lane like he did. But I was happy with how Wenyan played and competed. 13 rebounds. And again, he goes 3 for 13. And believe me, he missed layup, wide open layup. And, stuff happens. What I like is he kept playing. He didn't act like, well, I'm going to act like I don't care right now. He kept playing. And that's what you have to do. I thought Nick did some good stuff. Kevin kind of seemed out of it. Shea and Quade. Quade's a better shooter than he had. Like, again, he missed 3 shots that he usually would make 2 of the 3 because they were wide open. But they double-teamed us, and we had just worked on double-teaming the post yesterday, folks.
Yeah, that's one of the things later Calipari would go on to say, that they don't know. There's so much they don't know that he's – and you hear him say that all the time. Truly, they don't know what a shoot-around is supposed to be like at a college game. They don't know what kind of being a teammate, the way they need to be a teammate is. So there are some things there, no doubt about it. All right, coming up, we will talk plenty more Kentucky basketball. But, of course, Kentucky football today. And then the high school football playoffs last night. Talk about all that stuff and more. 381-1313 if you want to get in here. On the Dan and No Mary Jo show today on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I'm that guy, the one who never finished high school, worked for a company that shut down. That guy who felt lost. Then I started free adult education classes, saw an opportunity. Forget minimum wage. How about maximum wage? And now, I'm that guy.
Text MYJOB to 74700 for free Kentucky Adult Education Skills U classes.
The more you learn, the more you earn.
Brought to you by this station and the KBA.
Today, the impossible is happening. Someone is coming home. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, thousands with blood cancer are coming home to live a normal life. When you support LLS, you accelerate promising treatments that save lives, such as harnessing the immune system to fight cancer or creating personalized therapies for patients. LLS has been involved in nearly every major blood cancer breakthrough in the past 50 years. When you support LLS, you support the most pioneering cancer research of our time. Help us send more people home. Help us turn someday into today. Find out more at lls.org. Join us.
Ride rough, ride tough. MLS Power Sports got the ride you're looking for.
The Arctic Cat factory authorized clearance event is going on now at MLS Power Sports, and it's bigger than ever with rebates up to $3,500 and financing as low as 3.9% on brand new Arctic Cat ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Don't miss out on your next ride and hurry into MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Offer valid for participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Today, people will wake up, and before the day is over, their life will be changed forever. There will be no time to prepare for life after today. Car crashes can't be predicted. They just happen. A workplace injury is the furthest thing from your mind. Most medical procedures go off with perfection, a few with disastrous results. For over 30 years, I've met you after the unforeseen has become a terrible reality. The law firm you choose to prepare you for life after today may well be the most important decision you ever make. All law firms are not the same. The insurance company knows who will take your case to trial and who won't. Expertise, results, and reputation should guide you in your choice. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn more about us. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Fall is here. The leaves are clogging your gutters, and cleaning them can be a very messy, dangerous, time-consuming, and expensive problem. With Gutter Helmet, the nation's number one gutter protection, you will never clean your gutters again. Gutter Helmet prevents water damage and keeps gutters free of leaves and debris. Guaranteed for life. Call and save 20% at 859-554-2449 or online at ClassicHomeCenter.net.
Hi, folks. Richard Lomberson, owner of Gutter Helmet. Ask for it by name. Gutter Helmet.
At Humana Care Source, we know you. We know what you want. You want good health, so we provide the full package of Medicaid benefits. But you also want a helping hand, like doctor's visits with no out-of-pocket costs, like specialist visits with no referrals, like a 24-hour nurse advice line, like assistance for drug and alcohol addiction. This is so much more than health insurance. This is Humana Care Source. Enroll or switch at caresource.com/KY.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Oh, Brad, you know my weakness, man. 80s hair metal. 18 in life, baby. Skid Row, I saw them in concert twice. Once at Thompson Bowling Arena, they opened up for Guns N' Roses during the Use Your Illusion tour. And I thought Skid Row was awesome. I mean, they played a great show. It was a good show. It was good. And then Guns N' Roses came out, and it was like they turned the amplifiers up twice as loud. I mean, they blew the roof off the place. This wasn't the Axl Rose you see now, the overweight, you know, 50-something Axl Rose who barely has his voice left. This was prime Axl Rose. This is Paradise City Axl Rose. This is Live and Let Die running up and down ramps Axl Rose. When Slash, you couldn't see his face and he had a cigarette hanging out his lip. That was Guns N' Roses. And it made Skid Row look horrible. Skid Row plays great. Guns N' Roses came out and you're like, Skid who? Let's go to the phones, 381-1313. Jeff is on the line. Good morning, Jeff. How you doing?
Dan, how you doing?
All right.
Well, I just wanted to ask you, I know you guys are in the middle of y'all's playoffs too. I'm down here in Tennessee. We're in the middle of ours. We're going into the third round next week.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about the Kentucky playoffs. I don't know how they work down there, but our playoffs, we have six classes in the public schools, and they split our school several years ago, maybe about 15, 20 years ago. I can't remember now, but it's been several years ago. And we have a Division II that has private schools that give financial aid.
Yeah.
We have here in Tennessee. And so But I did want to ask you, are there many teams in y'all's playoffs? I don't know how y'all's playoffs work as far as qualifying, but are there many teams that have losing records that make the playoffs in y'all's state?
Yeah, here's what happened, Jeff, is several years ago it was just four classes because Kentucky doesn't have as many schools as some of these other states do. So Kentucky really needed only four classes.
Okay.
And so what happened is they decided to split it and divide it into six classes. And now, everyone makes the playoffs, almost everyone. In Class 6A, they added Frederick Douglass High School, which is in Lexington this year. And because it made that district uneven, too many teams, so it couldn't face upright with the rest, one school, Dunbar in Lexington, got left out of the 6A playoffs. The entire Class 6A played in the playoffs, was in the playoffs, except for Dunbar, one school.
Oh, okay.
So it's to me, it's silly.
Well, I know in our state, the last several years in our biggest classification, 6A, they had 32 teams and everybody made it.
Mm.
Everybody made the playoffs.
Right.
But this year they went back to the old way of doing it, which how they do it is they have regions and the top four teams in the region make the playoffs. That's how they do it. And there's a team in 6A in Tennessee this year that they made the playoffs at 3-7, and they've right. won the first two rounds of the playoffs. So they're in the quarterfinals next week. They're 5-7. They're in the quarterfinals next week.
Well, see, that stuff happens too. Like Harlan County has won its first two playoff games on the road as a lower seed. But those are so rare. Like, for instance, Bryan Station won one game this year, and they were they played Dunbar, and at the time, neither team had a win. So the winner of that game basically made the playoffs. So, and I think if I were to look, I'm sure there is a winless team in there because, really, it's almost every team except a handful. And the good thing about it is, the positive is it gives the Kentucky High School football state championship games a two-day deal where you've got three games each day.
Oh, yeah.
And that this year is going to be at Kroger Field. And so that's the good part of it. And then kids get to experience the playoffs. I think last week I was telling a story. We went to the playoffs once in my 5 years of varsity football. And we never went back. And we just played one game. And so you get to play in the playoffs. It extends your season by at least a game.
So I get it. But what happens is that first round, it's nothing but blowouts. The second round is similar. And then in the third round, you have all these teams playing each other again for the second time. They already played for the district title. Like Lexington Catholic and Boyle and LCA and Danville. Those games, they already played each other once and decided who's the winner.
See that's what happens around here, like in our county. I mean, our county, the first two rounds and even the third round this next week, there's rematches the regular season that the teams have already played before, and they're playing. And the reason why the association did it down here is because they say they want to cut down on travel and not the teams not travel all over the state.
Yeah, have
to spend money and stuff. But I did want to mention the basketball game just real fast. I watched most of it last night. I thought they were real sloppy and lackadaisical last night. I didn't think they played very well at all. But I thought that Utah Valley has a really good team. I don't know how they're going to do in their conference as far as once they get in their league. But I thought Mark Pope had them well prepared and they really played well. As far as playing well in Rupp Arena, and I know they play Duke tonight, so I'm hoping they can give Duke a good game. I don't know how that's going to turn out, but I thought he did a really good job, and I think this team Dan this year is probably going to have to play more zone this year than Calipari has ever played.
Yeah,
you know, and he doesn't. I know it's something he doesn't like to do. He doesn't like to play zone a lot. He's more man to man guy. And I think for them to win and be successful, they're going to have to play man to man. I mean, not man to man. I mean, zone, play zone more, and to be successful. And I watched a couple of other SEC teams last night. I thought Missouri looked real good, and Alabama. I thought Alabama did well. Playing against Memphis on a neutral court. And I watched some of the first half of the Texas A&M game. They were losing by like 15 in the first half and came back. And I think they won by like 20 or whatever they did on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So they looked really good. So looks like the SEC men's basketball is going to be strong this year. And I also want to congratulate the women on their win.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you, what do you think about Kentucky and Kansas Tuesday night? Because I watched Kansas a little bit. They didn't really play anybody very good. They're okay. They're not that great. But what do you think about Kansas Tuesday night as far as – and where is that game? Is that game at the Garden or where?
No, it's in Chicago. That game in Chicago, okay. Yeah. Okay. The preseason game is Duke and Michigan State, I believe. And Kansas, you know, I don't know. I really haven't paid attention to what Kansas has. I don't know anything about them. I just know that they're going to be talented like Kentucky. Kentucky's clearly the younger team in that game. But it'll be just, you know, how much effort and fight does Kentucky have? And you know, can they get out and run? Because right now, with a young team, like Calipari says, we just worked on double-teaming the post yesterday. So stuff like that. With a young team, Kentucky's best asset right now is forcing turnovers and getting out and running. That's it. You don't want to have to play in the half court, slow down, because it takes away some of your athleticism. And then the zone thing on man-to-man, Calipari is his whole thing is you're never going to play zone at the next level. So I'm doing you a disservice by trying to play zone and not teaching you how to stop guys from getting by it. Because if guys get by you, you're going to have a hard time making a living in the NBA. So we need to teach that now. But he says he also has a responsibility to win games. I mean, that's his job too. So to win games, you have to play zone from time to time. So I think it'll be something where, if they get in the pinch and Calipari's like, well, we can't lose this game. Because he hates to lose, by the way. So he's going to do whatever he wants to do to win.
I know. Yeah.
So I could see him going to that zone when he has to. But, you know, the ultimate goal.
One final thing. Did you hear his timeout last night? They had him wired last night. I forget when it was in the ball game. Maybe the second half. I can't remember. But they had him wired in the huddle. And he was talking to his players. And he pretty much screamed at him about playing zone. He was like man to man, it's the same thing.
I missed that because I didn't get to watch the whole game. I was out shooting high school football, and I watched most of the second half when I got home. So
yeah, I understand.
2 in the morning.
Well, have a great weekend, Dan. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Jeff. Appreciate the call.
381-1313 if you want to get in here. Yeah, we mentioned only briefly at the top of the show that UK's women opened with a 101-70 win over visiting Sacramento State. Why they did this, I don't know. Why I can't think Matthew Mitchell really felt great about Kentucky men's basketball team playing at Rupp Arena at 7 o'clock for their season opener opposite the UK women's season opener in Memorial Coliseum.
You'd like to think they would kind of work that out and kind of work together on that.
Mm-hmm. On top of that, you had high school football playoffs, which, of course, I'm always going to preach that. That's never going to win out over college basketball and TV rights and money. I mean, it's just a, you know, something I like to complain about. But this is at a level of marketing and just smarts, business. This isn't at a level of, I wish you wouldn't play because of high school. You're taking away from high school. That's not whining and complaining. This is, what are you doing? You want people to choose between Memorial Coliseum and the women and Rupp Arena and the men? So you're fighting against one another? You're competing against one another for the same product, basketball, on season openers for both? I don't know how that worked out that way, but it was, I didn't think it was very smart. But the UK women won 101-70. Taylor Murray had 22 points. Mackenzie Cann, she came out of Anderson County, went to Cincinnati, transferred to UK, 17 points, 6 rebounds. Macy Morris, of course, the Bell County star, 12 points. Tatiana Wyatt. Sorry, Tatiana, I just messed up your name horribly last night on TV. 13 points on 5 of 6 shooting. Dory Harrison, 10 points and 9 rebounds. UK hit 35 of 70 field goals. 9 of 20 from 3. Surprisingly, the rebounds were 42 apiece. In a game you win 101-70, surprised at 42 rebounds. But I did not get a chance to hear what Matthew Mitchell said after the game. But he had to be fairly pleased, I would think. All right, we're going to get to high school football. We're going to wait and do that at the top of the hour because we still haven't talked about the Kentucky football game at all today. There's more from Calipari that we got to get to. So, I mean, just a ton to get to, plus taking your calls, 381-1313, here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
People-friendly equipment, technology, and service for all of your print communication needs. Look no further.
Just Whistle for duplicator sales and service.
Copy, scan, fax, send, or mail. Your unduplicated professionals can simplify the process with world-class network business machines from Rico and Savin. High-quality office equipment solutions and services and the fairest possible price always for you. That's our commitment.
For today and tomorrow.
And our commitment continues from our Fast Track Quick Print Copy Center. Our Rico High Speed Pro Series offer convenient copying and wide format solutions for all your needs. Call today, 859-373-0065. Duplicator sales, Fast Track Copy Service, Corporate Mailing Systems, Rico and Savin. Call 859-373-0065 or...
Just Whistle for Duplicator Sales and Service.
2308 Versailles Road, Lexington, with offices in Louisville, London, and Elizabethtown.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-661-4694. That's 1-800-661-4694. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-661-4694. 1-800-661-4694. 1-800-661-4694.
Jimmy John's Freaky Fast, Freaky Fresh.
I'm calling because I saw one of your delivery persons today, and he was totally naked.
Ma'am, I sincerely want to apologize for any...
Fuck naked right there on the street.
Ma'am, we're doing all we can to...
And I say it's about darn time.
I know, and I'm gonna... Wait, what?
The human body is a beautiful thing, don't you agree?
Well, I...
We've suffered the tyranny of clothing for way too long.
Okay, but...
So thanks, Jimmy John's, for going all natural.
Actually, ma'am, it's our meats that are all natural.
Say what now?
Our meats are all natural. Wood smoked ham, choice roast beef, real fresh turkey breast, all natural and freaky fresh.
So I don't suppose I can expect all natural delivery in the future?
No.
Do you have a property that needs expensive repairs? Kentucky Real Estate Buyers pays cash for houses, so you don't need to worry. We provide a quick, no-stress home selling solution. You pay nothing out of pocket and make no repairs. Kentucky Real Estate Buyers wants to give you cash for your house in Lexington, Paris, Winchester, and Nicholasville. If you want a cash offer on your house without the hassle of listing it, call Kentucky Real Estate Buyers first for a free consultation. Call 859-780-5757 or visit us online at KentuckyRealEstateBuyers.com.
The only things that fit better than a custom-tailored suit
are ARE fiberglass camper tops, lids, and tonneau covers.
This is Brenda Satterwhite with my sons, Jeremy and Justin, from Line X of Kentucky. No matter where your adventures take you, we've got you covered.
ARE tops are molded to fit your vehicle perfectly.
They fit any truck, any bed size, just like a surgical glove.
ARE's paint matching technology is the best in the business to give your ride a seamless look while protecting your valuables from rain and sticky fingers.
Whether you use your truck for work, play, or both, ARE gives it more room, protection, and great looks.
We love ARE fiberglass camper tops, lids, and tonneau covers.
That's why Line-X of Kentucky is one of the top 100 ARE dealers in the country.
Come on in and see how well one fits on your ride.
Line-X it at Line-X of Kentucky, behind the Toyota of Nicholasville, big used car store.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I got to say, I've just seen Vanderbilt's salute to service helmets and uniforms today. They're pretty cool. Like to thank all of our veterans out there, by the way. For your service on this Veterans Day. It's just kind of a weird time with that, with the flag and the national anthem and what's going on with kneeling and all that stuff. But our veterans are why we have the freedoms we have. So, of course, a salute to all the veterans. But these Vanderbilt helmets and uniforms that they're doing today are really cool. They have the different patches of the different branches. So, like, there's a Marine Corps, logo decal on the jersey. And there's an Air Force. They're just really cool. And the helmets are very cool. So, that's going to be a cool thing. All right, back to the phones. Dennis is on the line. Good morning, Dennis. How you doing?
Good morning. And first of all, I'd like to send a hello out to all my retired brothers and sisters that I served with in the United States Army, both not here no more.
Yes.
Are here.
Happy Veterans Day to you.
Thank you. You know, once you become a soldier, you get adopted into the biggest family ever. Talk about last night's game a little bit. Scary. It was more like a Stephen King novel, but with a happy ending. I like Kevin Knox. He reminds me a little bit of a baby Boogie.
He's sharp, man. He didn't have the greatest game last night, but he had some big moments.
And you know, there's still the talent's got to mesh together. You know, it's got to click. I mean, you saw Diallo was really cold in the beginning, got hot at the end. Quade Green, well, he's going to come around.
Yeah, he'll be fine, I think.
But wait till we get back a certain couple of people. Let's see what we do there. You know, I just think, you know, right now, it's really going to be a tough part of the schedule. I mean, you got Vermont, and they're no pushover.
Mm-mm.
And then you got to play Kansas. And so, with this team, can we beat Kansas? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not so sure, Kentucky doesn't lose to Vermont. Not saying that they will, but
I mean, that's going to be a very tough game. Vermont has the reigning America East Conference Player of the Year, the reigning Rookie of the Year. I mean, they've got some good players. They went on a 21-game winning streak entering the NCAA tournament last year. I mean, they had six losses. Three of those were to, I think, Butler, Purdue, and South Carolina, which, you know, made the Final Four.
So it's going to be tough.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game. And now things will be a little bit different, too, in, I don't know, maybe a couple weeks, because Calipari said Jared Vanderbilt is going to practice probably at the end of the month, when that's a few weeks away. And you figure maybe he doesn't play right away after practicing. So, I don't know, second week of December maybe, he's in the mix. Can you imagine him in there too?
Oh, my God. But, you know, if I'm Cal, I'd probably hold him for as long as I could. You know, if the team is playing good during this non-conference schedule, then I'd hold him until SEC play. But definitely, as always, you know, with Calipari production, that's what I call him now, Calipari production.
Right.
The stars got to align. And, you know, the players, it's hard to be experienced with young talent. I mean, you know, we've had some Kentucky teams come in here, freshmen, and they just played like fourth-year seniors.
Yeah.
But overall, you know, this was I'd say a C. You know, first game jitters. Most of these kids never played in front of 23,000 people.
Yeah.
But as far as the Stoops troops, this is a big win, too, if we can get it. It's like, you know, we're coming off a really hurting, stinging loss. And, you know, the thing is, you can't dwell on it. You got to go down there and make them 4-6 and us 7-3.
Yeah, I mean, 7-3 is so much better than 6-4. It just really is, because you got Georgia looming, and then you're 6-5. And then you go into that Louisville game, either limping into a bowl game or winning and going 7-5 and maybe restoring a little bit of excitement. But you win today and you're at 7-3, and then you have a chance to get 8 wins with that Louisville game. I think that's pretty big.
I think a good sound piece here, Dan, would be the John Goodman sound piece from Revenge of the Nerds. You win today, win conference. You win conference, you go to a bowl. Listen, you have a very good day, sir.
All right, you too. Thank you. Right. Thank you, bye-bye. Dennis. Dennis and Berea, I don't know if I mentioned this or not, but Madison Southern last night unveiled like an 8-foot banner of Damian Harris and put it up at the entrance gates of their stadium. So now they have the Alabama star running back and his image hovering over the entrance to the stadium there. So you know when you walk into Madison Southern that this is home of Damian Harris. I forgot to check. I meant to look. Does he have 1,000 yards rushing this season yet? I know he went over 1,000 last year. He's got to be getting close this year. And he is averaging like 8 yards a carry. Again, he averaged something like that last year. Of course, Alabama has a great offensive line, but it's not like you could just take any kid. You know.
He's at 730 yards so far.
730 yards. So they got Mississippi State tonight. Gosh, that's going to be a good game. You know, I hate that Kentucky, I really wish. Kentucky-Vanderbilt is always a noon game. You know what I mean? It always is. I so wish it was so that I could watch Georgia-Auburn at 3:30. But, yeah, I mean, you got to watch Kentucky at 4. So, all right, coming up next, I'm going to give you a high school football playoff report here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I'm often asked to describe myself. It's an interesting question. For over 30 years, my fights have been against giants, insurance companies, the makers of unsafe products, tobacco and pharmaceutical companies, BP in the great oil spill, and companies who defraud consumers and their own employees. I fight the powerful for the powerless, and our results speak for themselves. We have recovered billions and billions and billions of dollars for our clients, $1.2 billion in one case alone. I risk millions of dollars of my own money in case costs fighting these wrongdoers. I spent $10 million in Florida to pass a constitutional amendment to allow sick and injured people to use medical marijuana. I would describe myself as a fighter who hates to lose. If you want a fighter, call me on your cell phone at Pound Law, That's #529. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLXG Lexington. An LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
Hakan Evan Rug Emporium is moving locations. Hakan sources his premium quality rugs direct from the Turkish artisan, taking out the middleman. Rugs of the highest quality discounted for one time only below 50%, and his prices will not be beat by any competitor. Do not miss out on an opportunity to own a premium rug from Hakan Evan and join the ranks of Ben Affleck, Eric Clapton, both of the Bush presidents, the Clintons, and other political and cultural icons. Hakan Evan Rug Emporium, go check out the amazing deals at Hakan Evan Rug Emporium, where they have more than 50% off right now. They're located at 525 West Short Street, a decorator and collector's dream.
A dining experience unlike any other. Gray's provides a fun, relaxed, casual environment serving global comfort food that is freshly made and organic. With its ever-changing chalkboard menu, you'll find a new and exciting meal every time you visit. Gray's can be found in Lexington at 207 South Limestone and in Winchester at 150 Combs Ferry Road. Reservations are suggested and can be made by calling the Lexington location at 859-309-9686 or the Winchester location at 859-745-0990. Gray's is open during dinner hours only.
My name is Todd Sackett, and I'm with Jimmy John's here in Lexington, Kentucky. We began using payroll solutions because we weren't extremely happy with our existing payroll company and heard great things about payroll solutions. We've got a specific customer service representative that handles all 9 of our stores, and she is fabulous. You know, we're in the business of making sandwiches and not preparing W-2s, and we have 9 stores and over 120 employees getting W-4s filled out, and just their ability to be flexible and do special things for us that are maybe a little bit out of the ordinary. They're just a great help. If you're not currently using payroll solutions and you're using a different company, you know, we were in the same boat 6 months ago, and the transition is absolutely seamless. They just do a great job. I would tell other businesses that if they're looking for a consistent, reliable, kind of a bend over backwards service company for your payroll needs, I would recommend them anytime.
Call 859-255-7020 for your payroll solutions.
Our military service members volunteer to protect us in the most dangerous places around the world. They step up. And when they are severely ill or injured, returning to their families is only the beginning of their long road home. Beyond all the hospitals and doctors and surgeries they need just to survive, they also deserve whatever they need to truly live. All the in-home care and day-to-day help they need to live independently, on their own terms. Wounded Warrior Project long-term support programs were established to provide these brave men and women whatever they need to continue their fight for independence at no cost for life. So many of them need us, and it's time for a grateful nation to step up. Find out how you can do your part at findwwp.org.
Truckin' Auto Extras!
Picture it, cruising town with your buddies or sweetheart in a sizzling hot ride. Smoke out the rest of the competition with the hottest vehicle on the road. Get to Truckin' Auto Extras today and let the experts get your ride in tip-top shape. Accessorize your car, truck, or SUV with quality parts while getting the best service in town. Window tinting, remote car starters, bed covers, lift kits, new tires, car audio, and much, much more. Truckin' Auto Extras, a sure bet to have next turn in the street smoking hot all year long. Don't head north, south, or west. Head east to 1098 East New Circle Road in Lexington.
You won't believe the looks we're gonna get ya. Extra cool, extra hot, so much better than what you got. Go from mild to wild, good to great. Have the hottest ride on the interstate.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter.
A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Or we could just continue the show now. We don't have to wait till after this. I don't know what after this was going to be, but...
long as my paycheck stays the same, we don't have to do after this.
After this, we will talk more about the Kentucky football game against Vanderbilt today and UK basketball. Hear more from John Calipari. But right now, we're going to get to the high school football playoffs from last night, round two. So that means next week, it's the regional finals, the quarterfinals. And I have to start off with this horrible, horrible thing. Brad, I don't know if you heard about this. My producer, Brad, I don't know how much you pay attention to all this stuff. But the two things I pay attention to more than anything all week long are UK and high school sports. And something happened this week that was just absolutely horrendous. I can't even imagine. Put yourself in this guy's shoes. It's the head football coach at Pleasure Ridge Park, PRP, Tommy Williams. His wife, Amanda, is a teacher at PRP and a coach there at the school. Earlier this week, she died while giving birth to twin girls. Look, as a man, or any person really, there are a few days in your life that are the most important days ever. Getting married is one of them. I mean, if you're lucky and fortunate enough to have someone that you love and able to spend the rest of your life with, then that day you got married is one of those days that is the most important days of your life. And of course, if you are a responsible parent who is fortunate enough to struggle through everything and raise a kid the right way and still be a parent till your death, then one of the other most important days in your life. I mean, one and two are getting married and the birth of your children. And on the day this man's children are born, his wife dies. And now he has two baby girls, infants, to raise. Here's the thing that makes it so difficult mentally to me. Is those two girls are a daily reminder of your wife and how she passed. It's going to take so much strength to get through that. I mean, for the rest of your life, when these girls grow up, I mean, they are a reminder of how your wife died. Oh, it's just so terrible. So terrible. I can't imagine it myself. I was not able to see whether or not Tommy Williams coached the football game last night. I don't know what I would have done. I don't know. What if I don't coach the football game, then what do I do? Mm-hmm. Spend the time with the infants, I guess, right? I mean, but then I'm just sitting there. I probably coach the football game and tell myself that I can't let my kids down. I probably do that And for that time, my mind is off of it for a little while. If I'm sitting there with my baby girls, I'm told he coached. Someone just told me he did coach. That's probably what I would have done as well.
Yeah.
Because, hey, you're going to have to live with that the rest of your life. I mean, if you're going to coach, I mean, might as well take a couple hours to try to get through it without, you know, having to think about it and dwell on it. But their season came to an end last night. St. Xavier won 16-7 over PRP, and Butler snapped a 19-game losing streak to Male. 19-game losing streak to Male to win 14-6 and move on to the regional final. So it'll be St. X and Butler at St. X next Friday night in the quarterfinal. Last night, the other side of that part of the bracket that would set up the semifinal, the Butler St. X winner plays the Frederick Douglass Scott County winner. And what happened last night in those games, Douglass beat Tate's Creek 34-21. Gavin Bug threw for 255 yards and three touchdowns. I'm not going to get way into this, but I don't know if you've heard about the Gavin Bug phenomenon, but you know, he was Dunbar's quarterback last year, and then he transferred to Douglass, the new school, and then he was eligible, and then he was ruled ineligible,
And then last week, so he hadn't played in several weeks, and he was thought to be ineligible. And then last Friday night, Douglas's starting quarterback, Montavian Bean, left with an injury and didn't return. And so it was thought, well, maybe he wouldn't be able to go, and now Douglas wouldn't have a quarterback. Well, Bug became eligible again because the rule is you're eligible wherever you transfer. In Fayette County anyway, or I guess all of KHSAA schools, but the rule is 1 year. If you want to go play somewhere else, you're not eligible until a full year if you're out of district. That's what I mean. If you're out of district. A full year after your last varsity game. Well, Dunbar lost in the first round of the playoffs last year, so that was his last game. So the – or maybe – anyway, last week was a year. So this week he was his first week of being eligible per the transfer rule. So he went out there and threw for 255 yards and three touchdowns. Dekel Crowdis had four catches for 153 yards and two touchdowns. Jefferson Harkless ran for 105 yards and a touchdown. Nate Gay, 91 yards and a touchdown. So Douglas wins 34-21. And it has to kill Dunbar, by the way. Because those names I mentioned, Gavin Bug, Jefferson Harkless, Nate Gay, they were all at Dunbar last year. So everybody hates Douglas. Everybody. I mean, these guys come in first year and they win 10 games and they're in the regional final. And they go up against Scott County because Scott County beat Henry Clay 42-20. The Cardinals, Austin Barnett, 178 yards rushing. Bryce Fryman, 104 yards, three TDs rushing, and a 56-yard TD catch. Josh Davis, the quarterback, 5-for-7, 124 yards and two touchdowns passing. Scott County will host Douglas next week. Scott County beat Douglas 55-21 back on October 6th. I said this before on this show earlier in the year. Maybe you heard me, maybe you didn't, but Scott County's Jim McKee runs the wing T, and they're married to it, and it works. It's worked very well. Scott County has won, I don't know how many region titles over the years here, but in the last 10 years, they've maybe lost like 10 games. Just a phenomenal record. And those losses are like to Trinity and St. X and Mayo, okay? And they've had three 1,000 yards rushers before. I think their state championship year, they had three 1,000 yard rushers. They're about to have two for the second time in the last like 3 years. So it works. It's the wing tee. They perfect it. They run it probably when the kids put on pads for the first time and kindergarten, you know, at 5 years old. They probably run the wing tee from then on. So it's a great system, and it works really well. But Josh Davis, this quarterback for Scott County, is a special talent. I don't know his numbers. I didn't look him up in preparation for the show, but I've seen him enough this year that he completes something like 70-80% of all passes. But he only throws like 5 or 6 a game. Last night he was 5-for-7 for 124 yards and two touchdowns. He throws a beautiful ball. Scott County has great athletes, like Glenn Covington is their main target as a receiver. They got a kid named Cooper Robb, plays basketball too, really good. He's defensive back on the football team. But he would be a special type of receiver. So what I'm trying to say is when Scott County runs into St. X and Trinity and Mayo, if they were able to have more of a passing game to go with the wing tee, and I don't know how you mesh all that, but instead of throwing it 7 times, maybe you throw it 14. In years that you have a kid who's a 4-year starter at quarterback and is as talented as Josh Davis. That's my whole point. If Jim McKee's listening, he's going, "You're an idiot! You're an idiot, Daniel! How many games have you won as a head coach in high school football?" None. You got a point. Moving on in 6A. It's going to be, like I said, Scott County's going to host Frederick Douglass next week, and they'll play the winner between St. X and Butler. Simon Kenton and Trinity will meet on the other side of that bracket, along with Central Hardin and Davis County. So Trinity is coming out to the state championship, by the way. Will it be St. X, Butler, Frederick Douglass, or Scott County? I say it's going to be Trinity and St. X again. But Scott County's got a good shot. Scott County definitely has a good shot. Let's go to Class 5A. And there, I'm telling you, here are the matchups, the region matchups in the top half of the Class 5A bracket. South Warren versus Bowling Green, South Oldham versus Covecath. I think if you look at the Class 5A Associated Press poll, number one is Covecath, number two is Bowling Green, number three is South Oldham, and number four is South Warren. I think that's how it goes. Basically, the top four teams in the entire class are all playing one another, and one of those, one of the top four, will be represented. And the other half of that bracket has Southwestern, which got by Whitley County, 29-7, and Harlan County beat North Laurel. That's a bit of an upset there, because Harlan County has gone on the road. Harlan County had to start out at Pulaski County, won that game. Then they go to North Laurel, win that game, 28-21. And so now here's Harlan County going to Southwestern for the regional championship next week. And Southwestern's been pretty tough. The other part, whoever will play, or the Southwestern-Harlan County winner, will play the winner between Montgomery County and Madison Southern. And that's because Montgomery County went up to DOS, another team that runs the wing T now. They hadn't always done that, but it has been giving people fits. DOS didn't know what to do. They got hit 28-6. Montgomery County wins on the road at DOS. Madison Southern and Anderson County last night. Southern led this game 14-3 entering the fourth quarter. Anderson County scored and got a two-point conversion with 8:28 to go to cut it to three, and then picked off Southern and put together an 11-play clock-eating drive to the Southern 20-yard line with 44 seconds left. So here you are. You're down three. You're at the 20-yard line. There's 44 seconds to go. Anderson County throws a pick. That sealed it for Southern. And Madison Southern, 36-30 winners over Montgomery County back on October 6th. And so Madison Southern will now host Montgomery County. So quick recap. Southwestern versus Harlan County will play the winner between Montgomery County, Madison Southern in the semifinal. And South Oldham Covecath will play the winner between South Warren, Bowling Green in that other semifinal in Class 5A. Let's go to Class 4A. And we're talking about there, Mercer County beating East Jessamine. East Jessamine, the one seed, won that district. So this was a rematch of a regular season game that East Jessamine had won 30-27 back on September 29th. Mercer County's the three seed. But East Jessamine, turnovers killed them. The Jags, I think they were tied. The game was tied at 14, I believe, or they had the lead. But I think it was tied in the third quarter. And then an interception led to a touchdown. Ensuing kick after that touchdown was fumbled away. That was a touchdown. And all of a sudden it was 26-14. And then it winds up being 46-21. Mercer County moves on and takes on Collins. Collins beat rival Shelby County last night 30-6. So Mercer County at Collins next week, and that winner will play the winner between Hopkinsville and Franklin Simpson. Logan County. Did you read about them this week? They had lost, some enormous amount of games in a row. 39 maybe, something like that. It was crazy. 29? I don't know. They were horrible. And this year they couldn't be beat. This year they were great. And they actually beat Hopkinsville in the regular season. But they got burnt up 43-8. So the Cinderella story comes to an end there. But great story, Logan County. The other side of that bracket, Wayne County beat Rockcastle County 38-24. Western, a winner over Knox Central, 12-3. So Western and Wayne County, and that'll be in Louisville. The winner there plays the winner between Johnson Central and Ashland. Ashland ended something like a 5-year losing streak to Johnson Central earlier this year. So those two next-door neighbors and rivals, and Ashland finally got the better of the defending 4A state champ. And now will Johnson Central be able to get revenge? I say yes. I think it'll be Johnson Central and Wayne County in the semifinal. And I believe it'll be Collins and Franklin Simpson, I think. Anyway, let's move on from 4A to 3A. This game was crazy, man. Absolutely crazy last night.
I'm telling you, kids, it was crazy.
Lexington Catholic beat Garrett County 56-16. Sounds like, yeah, big deal. A blowout. Never close.
Not so fast, my friend.
Garrett County led 16-14 at the half. Garrett County led the game 16-14 at the half. Here's what happened. Here is what happened after halftime. Lexington Catholic scored in less than a minute on its opening possession of the third quarter to take a 21-16 lead, then recovered an onside kick and scored in 42 seconds to go up 28-16, then picked off a Garrett County pass on Garrett's next possession and returned it to the Garrett County 8-yard line and scored on the next play from scrimmage to go up 35-16, and then Garrett County fumbled the ensuing kick. Lexcath recovered and scored in less than a minute again to go up 42-16. So to recap, Catholic scored 4 touchdowns in the first 4 minutes and 10 seconds of the second half to turn a 16-14 deficit into a 42-16 lead. You talk about getting punched in the mouth and then kicked in the groin and then pushed to the ground. And then suplexed after that. Good grief. Garrett County had to be feeling so good at halftime. Because Lexington Catholic has had suspect defense all season, but they've been able to put up points. And now Garrett County's got them 16-14 at the half and thinking, hey, our deal is run it, grind it out, play good defense, we'll be in it. And then bing, bang, boom. By the way, UK recruiting target Bo Allen, a sophomore, completed 14 of 23 passes for 351 yards and 6 touchdowns for Catholic. Running back Damian Jones had 3 catches for 126 yards and a touchdown, 46 yards and a touchdown rushing on 10 carries. Boyle County beats Western Hills 62-14. Kind of thought this would happen this way. It was 71-14 back when they played earlier in the season, and Wandale Robinson, the star running back, the UK recruiting target, state's leading rusher, leading scorer, all those things, he was held to 19 yards rushing that first time they played. And so Boyle County's got a defense. It's got a defense the way it had a defense when Chuck Smith was winning 4 straight state championships. It's the best defense he's had, best team he's had since he returned to Boyle County. And so last night it was 62-14, Boyle County winners. Boyle County will host Lexington Catholic next week. That game during the regular season on October 13th was 48-17 Boyle. So the rest of Class 3A, told you about Boyle and Lexcath. The winner there will play the winner between Caldwell County and Elizabethtown. On the bottom half, it's Central and Belfry, a rematch of the last, 10 state championships. Central and Belfry must have played like 3-4 years in a row. But Central and Belfry in that regional final. And the winner there will play the winner between Corbin and Powell County. Yes, I said Powell County. Casey County had only lost one game, and it was to Corbin, and had been putting up points left and right on everybody and looking great. And they go to Powell County and lose. Powell County pulls the upset 44-41. So Corbin will go to Stanton and take on Powell County next week. Whoever wins, Corbin or Powell County, will take on the Central Belfry winner. Gosh, man, that's like one heck of a tough Class 3A bracket this year. Now let's go to 2A. And LCA, I don't know if you heard, without its quarterback, I had to get a drink of coffee. My mouth was going dry. Logan Neves, he got hurt last week. He hurt his leg right before halftime in the game against Leslie County. And he didn't return. And there was maybe some hope, but he doesn't look good. I don't think he's going to play the rest of the playoffs if they get by this next round. So Josh McClurg comes in and fills in very nicely. And Drayden Burton, one of their best players, LCA's best players, he wore Logan Neves' number one jersey in honor of him, played well. But Dylan Wheatley, he had 211 yards and 5 touchdowns. Not bad. Kid's a stud. LCA goes to Prestonsburg and wins 42-12. That game was tight at halftime. And then the third quarter, LCA exploded. Just took off. So LCA will play Danville because Danville beat Somerset 19-0. Danville hosts LCA next week. And Danville handed LCA its only loss of the season, 44-28 on October 20th. Last year, LCA won the regular season meeting 42-40 and got the district championship, but then lost to Danville in the regional final 34-28. Danville went on to a state championship game appearance. They lost to Cal, Christian Academy Louisville, 24-6. That's going to be a tough one. That's going to be a tough game. LCA would love to have its starting quarterback, of course, its senior starting quarterback. But I still think they'll play him pretty tough. And then they, one of LCA's best linemen, Wyatt Southall, he got hurt a few weeks back, I think in that game against Danville, and he's out. So LCA has some injuries, some of their best players, so they're not 100%. And it's at Danville. I probably like Danville to win that game. Danville's undefeated, by the way. They haven't lost yet. And that game, LCA Danville winner will play the winner between Monroe County and Glasgow. And whoever wins that game is going to lose to whoever wins the Danville LCA game. Christian Academy Louisville and DeSales, a rematch of a game earlier in the season. Two big-time rivals there. And then Mayfield and Owensboro Catholic. Mayfield's winning that game. They're moving on, I can just tell you. So there's your 2A. And finally, we drop down to 1A to finish this off. Paris falls to Raceland 31-9. I mean, I couldn't believe this score when I saw it. It was one of those things, like I was working last night with Lee K. Howard of WKYT, who hosts the High School Sports Extra with me on Fox 56. And so the score comes in, Lexcath wins 56-16, the game I was just telling you about. Well, Lee K. was there for the first half. So I read off the score, and he's like, what? Garrett County was leading. I'm like, yeah, that's what it says. So it shocked him. So when I was at the Paris game in the first half, and the score comes in, Raceland 31, Paris 9. And I went, what? What happened? Yeah, I was there when Paris led 9-0 at the half. And second half, 31 unanswered from Raceland. 31-9 the final. Paris had one loss all season going into that game. They're out of the playoffs. Frankfurt's out of the playoffs, too. The Panthers lost to Beechwood, 47-7. And Frankfurt would just love to somehow get out of that Beechwood region. I mean, they run into Beechwood with all of their best teams. And I've gone up there to see them. I've gone up there to see Frankfurt's best team put its best foot forward. And the best they could do against Beechwood was play him to like 10 points or something. Now, Beechwood is just, I mean, they're just a monster. I know Frankfurt would love to get away from them. And then Williamsburg's season ends to Pikeville, 42-6. Unfortunately for me, my alma mater. So now, with Pikeville moving on, it's Pikeville and Hazard in one regional final, and the other is Raceland at Paintsville. I mean, that's a tough one over there in 1A, too. I think Paintsville probably comes out. And then on the other side, it's Beechwood and KCD, Kentucky Country Day, and the winner there plays the winner between Crittenden County and Campbellsville, which means Beechwood and Paintsville for the state championship is what I say. Whew, that only took a half hour. We should take two breaks. I promise, more Kentucky basketball and Kentucky football after this on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJ.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
In 2016, after spending $10 million of my own money, we passed a constitutional amendment in Florida allowing the use of medical marijuana. Here in this state, it must be implemented by our politicians and governor. For many years, I have represented those injured by unsafe drugs. Only in the United States and New Zealand are these pill pushers allowed to advertise on TV. It's outrageous. Legal opioids are killing us and destroying our families. And all the while, medical marijuana remains a solution for pain, nausea, and anxiety. We need to urge these politicians to put compassion first. Plus, it's good for the state and its financial well-being. Visit ForThePeople.com for a complete list of bad drugs being pushed on us and hurting us all. Call us on your cell phone at pound law. That's #529. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com.
Offices Lexington.
Truckin' Auto Extras.
Picture it, cruising town with your buddies or sweetheart and a sizzling hot ride. Smoke out the rest of the competition with the hottest vehicle on the road. Get to Truck and Auto Extras today and let the experts get your ride in tip-top shape. Accessorize your car, truck, or SUV with quality parts while getting the best service in town. Window tinting, remote car starters, bed covers, lift kits, new tires, car audio, and much, much more. Truck and Auto Extras, a sure bet to have next turn in the street smoking hot all year long. Don't head north, south, or west. Head east to 1098 East New Circle Road in Lexington.
You won't believe the looks we're gonna get ya. Extra cool, extra hot, so much better than what you got. Go from mild to wild, good to great. Have the hottest ride on the interstate.
Oh no, I broke my iPhone.
Experimat can fix it.
But how much will that cost? I'll probably have to rob a bank, hit the lottery, or hope a long-lost relative leaves me a huge sum of money.
Not at Experimat.
Experimat? What's that?
Experimat is your place for pre-owned Apple products and repair.
Repair?
Yep, iPhones, iPads, iMacs, MacBook, and Macs. You break it, Experimat repairs it. Experimat, 2380 Norman Lane, Suite 130, right next to Salsarita's. Or call 859-368-9265. Experimat. Computers, tablets, phones, buy, sell, trade, or repair.
Insects, rodents, in your home, in your business. Why is it we never realize we have a problem until it's too late? Call Truly Nolan Pest Control now and take care of a problem before it starts. Truly Nolan Pest Control will develop a customized solution, get rid of those unwanted pests, and make sure they don't come back. We're local and owned and operated by an experienced PhD entomologist. Call now, 859-277-0716, 277-0716, and get truly protected with Truly Nolan.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Today, people wake up and life is perfect. Before the day is over, thousands are injured or killed in a car crash. An on-the-job injury devastates a family's financial security. A medical mistake results in lifelong injuries or even death. And then you face one of the most important decisions of your life. Who will represent me in my hour of need? Most disturbing is this decision is made in days with little or no research or knowledge. Is the firm I'm hiring a jewel or a joke? What is their reputation like? And do they ever go to court? Do they need money just to keep their own lights on? And do they have the money to fight for me toe-to-toe? Don't make this decision based on an ad. Make it based on facts and a long-term proven track record. Call us on your cell phone at Pound Law. That's #529. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Minute Mart. Get you what you need in a minute, because sometimes you go on a last-minute road trip.
Hey, listen, we need to stop by my mom's, okay? Huh?
We're going to your mom's?
Well, yeah, I just need to...
Oh, road trip! All right, we need snacks. Hey, there's a Minute Mark. Okay, I got some chips, a couple sandwiches, oh, and a 64-ounce Cool Cup.
My mom lives 10 minutes from us.
So?
Minute Mark. Live life in the go.
Jimmy John's World's Greatest Gourmet Sandwiches, Ed speaking.
Yes, I need a sandwich delivery right away.
What kind of sandwich?
I don't care. Just get it to 215 Elm Street right now.
I'm on my way!
Jimmy John's.
Thanks for getting here so fast.
You're welcome, sir. Here's your sandwich. By the way, did you know your house is on fire?
That's why I called Jimmy John's.
Fire makes you hungry?
No, I knew you'd get here fast. Grab a bucket.
We're going to need more than two guys, sir.
You're right. What'll we do?
Leave it to me, sir.
Hello?
Hello, boss? Send everyone you got to 215 Elm.
Roger.
Doesn't matter what kind of sandwich, sir. I'll explain later.
Roger.
Thank you, sir.
Jimmy John's. Come in.
Sir, did you know your house is on fire?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you know your house is on fire?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you know...
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you...
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Fire department.
Come in.
Sir, did you know your...
It's okay, Captain. We got it handled. Care for a sandwich?
Thanks, but tell me something.
Shoot.
Why didn't you call the fire department first?
I did.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's. We're fresh and fast meat.
Did all right. I thought Hami played pretty good. I thought if that's who Hami is every night, we're going to be fine. Now, defensively, he's got a long way to go. But he's now saying, coach, tell me how you want me to play offensively. And he's playing that way.
And then Hamidou Diallo was asked about that after the game, and he's like, I'm not out there like thinking about how Calipari wants me to play. I'm just playing, and I have adjusted to how he wants me to play, and so that's how I play now. Which, that was a pretty good answer, I thought. That's who I am now. How Calipari wants me to play, that's who I am, so I'm just playing. That's pretty good. Because he's had time to figure out how Calipari wants him to play. The greatest soundbite of the night. The greatest. I couldn't get it to you because just computer issues and whatnot. It just didn't work out. But here's how it's set up. Let's play what led to him being asked about this. And this is from Calipari. This is the one, the last one that you loaded in, Brad, from Calipari. Just listen to what he's got to say about freshmen right here.
Because they're freshmen, they're 18 and 19 year olds, and their whole life, you have to understand, has been about themselves. Like when they play, they don't worry about anybody else. They only worried about themselves. At night when they go to bed, they would dream about themselves. I mean, that's what it is with young kids. And until they get hit in the mouth, until they get knocked down, and they start realizing they're going to have to talk. You know, the only way you grow is through adversity. We had some in the first half. I love what I saw, that we fought. I love the group that fought, that created that gap. But again, I mean, this is going to be how we play. Do we play zone? How do we play man-to-man? Is this a grinded-out kind of team? Is it a post-up team? Maybe a post-up team. How many teams have you seen me play that way with? I mean, I'm going to try whatever I can to put these young men in the best position for them and for us. And there's no, this is how it is here. You try things, you experiment, you watch it. Some of the stuff I like, some of the stuff I won't like, and I'll throw it out.
John, how
So, all they've been concerned about is themselves, their whole lives. That's all they think about. They're worried about themselves because they're freshmen. At night, they dream about themselves. So after the game, after that, the players come out. So Calipari comes out, he does his thing, and then they let the players out. So then the reporters all go to the players. And, I mean, one of the things, like when I interview somebody, they'll say, what are you going to ask me or something like that? Well, a lot of times what I'm going to ask you is based on what you say. I don't have a script of questions that I'm going to read from. Whatever you say, we'll determine what I ask you. So a lot of times that's what happens. You hear what Calipari says or the coaches or whatever, and then you go ask the players about that. So did you find it, Brad? Did you find it yet? I'm trying to wait out Brad here to find the soundbite that I was wanting you to have you listen to. It came from KSTV. TJ Beisner had a great question. Said, Hami, John Calipari says when you go to sleep at night, you dream about yourself. Do you guys dream about yourself? And Hami was like, yeah, I do. Which he's smart enough to realize and make the point that don't you always dream about yourself? Like when you have a dream, aren't you in it? Isn't the dream about you? Like it's when you're dreaming, it's an experience that involves you. So we all dream about ourselves every night that we dream. Right? In your last dream, Brad, did you dream about yourself? Were you in it? You were not in it. Oh, you don't dream.
I honestly haven't remembered a single dream of mine, probably in about 2 years.
Hmm. The dreams that are crazy is like the ones that wake you up. The ones that wake you up, and then you got to get up and go use the bathroom. And so it gives you time to reflect on what just woke you up. And then you go back, and if it was good, you're like, all right, let me get back there. If it was bad, you're like, oh, God, I hope I don't dream about that again. But the ones that wake you up are the ones that kind of stick with you a little bit. But I just thought it was funny anyway that Hamidou Diallo was like, well, yeah. Aren't you in your dreams? That's what your dreams are about. Are you? All right, well, one of the other things that I want to get to that Calipari said – is Kyle Tucker from SECCountry.com kind of wondered, is Quade Green healthy? Because Quade Green did not play nearly as much as we had expected. You know, there was kind of the talk of who's the starting point guard. Is it Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? Is it Quade Green? And Quade Green was like, I don't care. I'm not worried about it. And so with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander playing 36 minutes and Green playing like 19 or something like that, or 23, somewhere in there, you know, Kyle Tucker thought maybe it was pertinent to find out. I mean, is Quade healthy? And so here it is.
Kyle, first of all, is Quade healthy? And if he is, how much of his role tonight was about him versus how Shai was playing defensively?
The only reason, and I called him in today, and I called Wenyan in today, and I just said, look, we basically got seven starters, and it may be game to game. I may start different guys next game. We got seven guys, I mean, that are playing. And then you have Sasha, who I thought did good stuff today, could have played a little bit more. But Kevin Knox probably played too many minutes, and Shai probably played too many minutes. They probably needed six, seven less minutes. But some of it was some other guys weren't playing well. We had to take them out. But I thought Quade, 21 minutes, he probably deserves another 5-6 minutes. But you know what else they told him? It doesn't matter who starts. People are evaluated by who finishes the game, and who finished the game for us? Quade.
All right. Sorry, I was still looking for that Hamidou Diallo soundbite. Is that it? Did I find it? Is it on there? Nope. All right, never mind. We'll just move on from it. So anyway, now add Jared Vanderbilt to that in a few weeks. We got seven starters. You're about to have eight, which is a good thing. It's a good problem to have. I mean, there's no doubt this team's talented. Vermont is going to test Kentucky on Sunday. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I just think when you look at everything that Vermont presents, like they went 16-0 in winning the America East Conference last season, and this is the first time in league history that a school went 16-0 in conference. So it's not like this is a crappy conference that's not competitive. First time anyone's ever gone 16-0 in it. And then Vermont lost in the first round of the NCAA tournament to Purdue, 80-70. And Vermont is coming off a season in which it won a school record 29 games, entered the NCAA tourney with the nation's longest winning streak at the time of 21 straight. Vermont's six losses last year, three came to Butler, Purdue, South Carolina. All those teams made the Sweet 16. South Carolina made the Final Four. Vermont is the coach's preseason pick to win the conference again, overwhelming favorite to do that. They return the reigning conference player of the year. Trey Bell Haynes is his name. Another three-name guy. Trey Bell Haynes. And conference rookie of the year, Anthony Lamb. Both preseason all-conference selections. Bell Haynes is a 6'2 senior guard. Lamb is a 6'6 sophomore forward. I haven't looked to see a line on that game yet. I would imagine Kentucky has to be favored. It's Rupp Arena, and John Calipari is 135-6. I don't think Kentucky loses this game. I saw that Kyle Tucker from SECCountry.com tweeted out something that he had talked to Gary Parrish and said Parrish thought Kentucky loses to Vermont, and Tucker said he seemed to agree. I don't think Kentucky loses the game, but they could. I mean, they very easily could. They mess around like they did yesterday, and it could be a loss for Kentucky. And then the Kansas game. That's going to be an exciting game. It's too bad it's at 9:30. 9:30. Oh, you're killing me, Holmes. You know, the World Series about destroyed me trying to go to work the next day after that. I'm telling you, though, last night, college basketball did not look too bad for the SEC. I mean, the Southeastern Conference had an outstanding showing. You consider that, you know, a few days ago, it looked like Alabama, oh, it's over. Like Colin Sexton, this point guard, freshman, it looked like he wasn't going to play the whole season. Then the NCAA came back and said, no, just one game. And so without him, Alabama beat Memphis, Tubby Smith in Memphis, 82-70. So that's a good-looking win for the conference. There were none of those dumb upsets. Like it's been for the last 5-6 years, it feels like, Stetson beats Georgia, or I don't know. So, one of those teams, UTSA, beats LSU or something crazy like that. Well, Kentucky did not lose to Utah Valley. Texas A&M beat 11th-ranked West Virginia, 88-65, whooped them. So that's good on the SEC. Mississippi State handled Alabama State, 96-68. As I said, Alabama beat Memphis, 82-70. Tennessee took care of Presbyterian, 88-53. South Carolina whooped Wofford, 73-52. By the way, South Carolina went to Wofford. Very nice of them to do that because Wofford was opening a new arena. Georgia didn't mess around and lose to Bryant. They beat them 79-54. Ole Miss didn't fool around with Louisiana. Won that game 94-76. LSU thumped Alcorn State 99-59. Arkansas handled our friend Scott Padgett, former Wildcat, and Samford 95-56. Auburn won 102-74 over Norfolk State. Missouri with a big win over Iowa State, 74-59. Vanderbilt beat Austin Peay, 73-54. So a great showing for the SEC last night. The rest of the top 25, when I got home from high school football and TV and all that stuff, UCLA and Georgia Tech was on. And UCLA was whooping them. And then Georgia Tech made a great comeback. Which was funny. Bill Walton said it was the greatest comeback in the history of the games that are played at Shanghai, which I think this was like the first year. And there were two games, so it beat the other game. So anyway, it was a great comeback, and Georgia Tech missed a three that would have tied it at the end. But UCLA, of course, playing without three players. Man, at the end of it, they asked Steve Alford, "Hey, I know you don't want to talk about it, blah, blah, blah. Have to ask this. Have to ask about your three players that are being held in a Chinese prison. We, you know, maybe let us know here." Because the details are very few. The last I heard, it was they were sequestered to a luxury hotel, the three players. They weren't letting them leave. The sentence for what they did, the crime that they're alleged to commit, is like 3 to 7 years, 3 to 10 years, something like that.
Yeah.
They don't mess around. China has something like a 98% conviction rate on this stuff. And so Alford is asked. It's not, will you discuss what happened? How are they doing? The question simply comes down to, are they leaving with you to go back to the United States tonight when you go? Alford was like, university made a statement, I'm not going to comment. He can't even say that the kids are going back to the United States, that they're coming back home. Whew, that's bad news right there. That is bad news. Messed around. What, wasn't Trump over there in China? If I'm offered, I get to Trump. I'm like, hey, Donald, we got three kids. We got to get them home, man.
What's LiAngelo doing stealing, though? You're telling me dad can't buy you that?
It's just being mischievous.
It's entitlement.
It's not. They're not stealing out of necessity. They're stealing out of mischievous. It's like exciting to be bad for a minute, you know? It's just being mischievous. Well, you can fool around and be mischievous in the United States. China don't play. Don't come over here and break our rules. But seriously, I don't care what you think of the balls. I really hope those kids don't have to spend 3 years in prison. You can say what you want about discipline and all that stuff. These kids are Americans. They don't deserve, if they messed up and they're young, you know, they're not in China's culture. They went over there and did something stupid in a different culture, and they don't know. They don't know any. They do know better, but it's just a mistake. It's a simple mistake. They shouldn't be going to prison for it. Or teach them a lesson. No, it won't. It's dumb. You teach them a lesson by making them sit out some more games and discipline them, you know, back here. Oh. All right. Duke had no problem with Elon, 97-68. Utah Valley plays Duke today, by the way. Michigan State had no problem with North Florida, 98-66. Arizona, 101-67 winner over Northern Arizona. Kansas, they beat Tennessee State, 92-56. What was it I saw about Kansas? Let me look at this box score while we're talking here. I saw something that jumped out to me about them. Oh, that kid Vic, he went off. Yeah, he had 23 points. Okay, so their five starters, Kansas's, double digits. 13 points for Azubuike, 10 points for Graham, 15 for Makalakalik, 23 points for Vic, 10 points for Garrett, and then off the bench, Newman had 12 points. Yeah, I remember Vic. I can't, and I remember Makalakaluk because I remembered that I learned how to say his name properly last year, and now I've forgotten. So I don't know the rest of Kansas' team well enough to know how that's going to go. Just know that they're talented, you know. Villanova over Columbia, 75-60. Wichita State, winners over UMKC, 109-57. North Carolina, 86-69 over Northern Iowa. USC, 84-42 over Cal State Fullerton. Cincinnati, 107-77 over Savannah State. Just a few of the games I'm looking at. Northwestern barely got by Loyola Maryland, 79-75. And then, as I said a minute ago, UCLA won 63-60 over Georgia Tech. Tech had a three at the buzzer to tie that missed. All right, one more break. When we come back, jump in here and preview this UK Vandy game for just a minute. Before we have that pregame show, UK football pregame with Steve Ortmeier, the coach, and Neil Jackson, coming up at 2:30 here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Ring, won't call you on the telephone, baby. I give you a ring, but each time we talk, I get the same old thing. Always no hooking up.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The body, it is a work of art, an incredible feat of engineering, and a beautiful biological mystery. A mystery scientists work tirelessly to unravel. And while many questions remain, we now have new insight into why our immune system has difficulty detecting cancer cells in the body. This new understanding has led to a revolutionary approach called immunotherapy, and a new hope for how we'll fight cancer in the future. This is Jimmy Smits, and I'm here with Stand Up to Cancer. Immunotherapy works by boosting our body's natural immune system, empowering it to identify and eradicate many types of cancer cells. Speak with your doctor and visit su2c.org/immunotherapy to see if this approach may be right for you or your loved one. Your body might just be your greatest hope.
You've seen how recent hurricanes have devastated whole communities, flooding and destroying homes. Join Habitat for Humanity as we work with families to repair and rebuild. You can help someone desperately in need of a place to call home. We will rebuild, but only with your help. Visit Habitat.org to support Habitat's work.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Kentucky. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Kentucky High School Athletic Association and the Kentucky High School Athletic Directors Association.
Wildcat Moving, the only moving company locally owned and managed by University of Kentucky MBA graduates. Wildcat Moving, ranked number one in Kentucky on Angie's List since 2012. Top 5% in the country, they are trustworthy with a Better Business Bureau A+ rating. Wildcat Moving pays their movers better than anyone else so they can recruit and retain the best and the brightest. Happy movers make happy customers. Wildcat Moving, the best in the bluegrass by far. Wildcatmoving.com.
Oh, once again with the Skid Row, right? Oh, this one's sentimental. This one reminds me of a girl that I dated in high school. All right, we gotta quit. Turn it off, Brad. Turn it off. I can't go down memory lane right now. I gotta talk football. Vanderbilt is a 2.5-point favorite today. Yes, that's right. You know why? Because Kentucky has blew the game against Ole Miss last week and let Missouri throw the ball all over them, which Missouri's good at throwing the ball all over people, and blew the game to Florida. So now it's like, well, if you're going on the road, Kentucky, and you can't win those close ones at home, I say that. Kentucky beat Tennessee and beat Missouri in close ones at home. But You know what I'm saying? Vegas has been like, okay, we see what's going on here. And Vanderbilt throws the ball pretty well. And you guys don't do such a good job at stopping people from throwing the ball. So we like Vandy in this game. Even though Kentucky is 6-3, Vanderbilt is 4-5 and hasn't won a game in the SEC this year, 0-5 record. But Kentucky has also not won in Nashville since 2009. UK's won two of the last three, but Vandy's won four of the last six. Get this. This is how close it is. And UK fans, which they should, which everyone that follows Kentucky should think this way, that Vandy's a win every year, but it's not. UK leads the series 43-42-4. Vandy leads the series in Nashville 27-19-2. So it's about as even as it could get. They should be the most fierce rivals there are. This thing dates back to 1896. In 36 of the previous 89 meetings, the game has been decided by a touchdown or less. 36 of 89 by a touchdown or less. If Benny Snell goes for 103 yards, he becomes the first UK player ever to rush for 1,000 yards in back-to-back seasons. He's one touchdown shy of tying UK's all-time record for career rushing TDs. That record is shared by Sonny Collins and Mo Williams. As I mentioned, Vandy throws the ball well. Number five passing offense in the SEC, 220 yards per game. 13th in the SEC in total offense, though, which means they don't run the ball very well. Last three games, averaging 417 yards of total offense, a little better, but 103 rushing yards per game is last in the SEC. And they have Ralph Webb, and he's 44 yards shy of passing Emmitt Smith for number 10 on the SEC list of rushing yards all time. What's crazy about Webb and passing Emmitt Smith? Webb's from Gainesville, Florida. How about that? Kyle Shermer, you've heard about him. He's only two touchdown passes shy of tying a single-season record for touchdown passes at Vandy. He's up there as the all-timers. Like, he's in the Jay Cutler knocking on his door record stuff. Vandy's only allowed 11 sacks all season. By comparison, UK has allowed 22. Vandy scored touchdowns on 21 of 24 red zone trips. Vandy all season has been in the red zone 24 times. 21 of those times have been touchdowns. Never made a field goal there. For comparison, UK's 18 of 29 scoring touchdowns in the red zone. Vandy's only 2 of 6 on field goals all season. 6 field goal attempts the whole year. Contrast, UK 15 of 20. So that tells you a little something there. Vanderbilt's defense, Charles Wright, the outside linebacker, he's tied for the SEC lead in sacks with 8. Vandy's number 12 in the SEC and 115th nationally in rushing defense, allowing 212 yards per game. So what does that tell you? Last two games, who's Kentucky played? Tennessee and Ole Miss. Those are the two worst rushing defenses in the SEC. Vanderbilt's next. So the worst three rushing defenses in the SEC, Kentucky is facing three times in a row. What did Benny Snell do to those other two teams? Well, he rushed for 180 and 176 yards in those two games. Total of 6 touchdowns, 3 TDs in each game against Ole Miss and Tennessee. So look for Benny Snell to have a big game today because Vanderbilt's bad at stopping the run, but because Kentucky has not done so well against the pass and Kyle Shermer is good, it's going to be one of those games. It's going to be another one, right down to the wire. Expect it. But again, it's huge for Kentucky. They have to win this game. We'll talk about it tomorrow morning on the Dan and Mary Jo Show. My guest host with me filling in for Mary Jo will be WKYT's Brian Milam. He'll be in here later today at 2:30. Tune in for the UK football pregame show with Neil Jackson and Coach Steve Ortmeier. Then at 4 o'clock, we have Florida State at Clemson that will be joining in progress. And then after that, we'll join in progress Alabama at Mississippi State. Tomorrow, UK basketball pregame with Matthew Lawrence and Hishimu Evans at 11 a.m. following the Dan and Mary Jo Show. Tune in. Enjoy your Saturday. Talk to you again tomorrow.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.